This is something I've not thought about since I was a student, when I found myself wading painfully slowly through my first bibliography and decided I'd have to train myself to speed read. In the olden days, before JSTOR and the internet, this was essential. Photocopiers were prohibitively expensive, and being able to get through a stack of 5 rare books in 2 days while sifting out the useful parts and making legible notes in pencil was part of the skill set you had to develop. I've also had to read with gloves on when I was researching early 20th century novels featuring Parisian artists' models. Yes, it was a thing. I was shown to a special table right under the stern eye of the librarian. It took me a while to notice that my fellow students were all gentlemen in their middle years, poring over books on the same subject. Which reminds me of when I was a bookseller for a national chain and a game the staff used to play. We were working in the academic section at a time when there was a new subgenre, the history of sexuality, which attracted a loyal clientele. We placed a clutch of these books on one part of the table, establishing it as a browsing hotspot, only to move it without warning, swapping it with business or transport. They'd come in and head to the table confidently, expecting to loiter over love in ancient Greece, only to find How to Win Friends and Influence People, or the Haynes Manual for the Ford Escort. My reading now is instinctive rather than planned, possibly because I spent so many years forcing myself through piles of volumes on a reading list. I find myself led in certain directions, not knowing why, only after a while realising how it might come together in what I'm writing or thinking about as a future project. This much more fluid approach works for my writing. It's the nearest equivalent, I think, of the period in my life when I had entire days to spend in libraries, picking things off the shelves as they appealed to me, lost in books. So at any one time, I might find myself reading a new Faber volume of poetry, a medical treatise on blood transfusion from 1919, an Elizabeth David recipe book, and a history of British cinema in the 1950s. I'm not precious about my books. The loved ones are thoroughly bashed about and dog-eared, although I do at least draw the line at edible bookmarks. A second-hand book dealer told me once about a purchase for his stock which, when opened, revealed a slice of crispy bacon slipped in to mark the page, literally. I always use paper myself.